In honor of Pentecost, I will begin my homily with a prayer to the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of the faithful, and kindle in them the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit, and they shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. O God, who by the light of the Holy Spirit did instruct the hearts of the faithful, grant that by the same Holy Spirit they may be truly wise and ever rejoice in his consolation through Christ our Lord. Amen. Today is the final talk in the Deacon Series on the corporate works of mercy, and mine is Give Shelter to the Homeless. God's plan of creation included the creation of mankind, all kinds of beasts, wild and tame, birds of the air, creepy crawly things, and more. And in almost all cases, life centered on finding a mate and providing a shelter or a home around which to center your lives, whether a home for human families, a den for lions or bears or foxes, a nest for birds, or even a hive for bees. We strive for this home to be a safe space, one to be protected from which our families, which we form our families, raise our children, and conduct our affairs. It is where we grow up, develop our personality and values, where one generation prepares the next to go off on their own and continue this cycle of life, where we share our lives and live in communities, first with our own family, then with our neighbors, the church, school, work, and all other activities where more than a few of us gather together and spend our time. Jesus even informed us a few Sundays back in John's Gospel that where he was going, that he would prepare a place for us, alluding to our home in heaven. He also gave us the golden rule to live by, to love God with all our hearts, minds, strength, and soul, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. Now, what happens if we no longer have a home or a place to center our lives? Everything falls apart. We would need much help and support to put our lives back together. We are each only a few events away from this happening to us. A natural disaster like Hurricane Helene or Hugo, an earthquake like in Turkey, an addiction, losing a job, a death, war, or an illness or severe accident. Homelessness is not just a physical condition, it's also a spiritual condition, with the loss of community and belonging. These families or individuals affected by these things need our help and support. There are many ways that we can help. Jesus himself was homeless, as were many of his disciples. In both Matthew and Luke's gospel, we hear him say, "Foxes have dens, birds have nests, but the Son of Man has no place to rest his head." He sent his disciples out in twos to prepare his way, instructing them to take only one tunic, a walking stick, and a pair of sandals, and no money belt. When welcomed into a town, into a home, give them your blessing. If not, shake the dust from your feet and depart. He then says it will be better for Sodom and Gomorrah than for that town or home. Kind of a blessing and a curse. It would be wonderful if you could pick one or two missionary orders to help support and serve as a proxy for welcoming these disciples into your home. Mom and Dad had a monthly check to Mary Knoll, and Lois and myself do it for the Felician Sisters in Kingstree, South Carolina, and in Haiti, and in the Ukraine through their mother house in Krakow in Poland, and the Franciscans of Oldenburg in Indiana, and support their mission to Native Americans and to help support their aging nuns. Jesus gives us many examples of helping others. First, consider our own families. The prodigal son takes his inheritance early from his father, squanders it all, leads an immoral life, loses everything, and becomes homeless. And in desperation, returns home where his father welcomes him with great joy. One of the lessons here is to take care of our own family members when they need help, even when they leave the nest. It might be your own child that leaves home, hits a roadblock, struggles, and just needs some safe space and non-judgmental encouragement to regroup, go out, and be better prepared for better prepared. The same may apply even to siblings. Parents, as they age, they may need our help. We must help ensure they have a safe space and support community to live in the assistance they may need, even after the loss of a spouse. We see great examples in Scripture. Joseph brought his father Jacob and all his siblings and their families to Egypt to care for them after the great famine in their homeland, even after being sold into slavery by his brothers. Ruth cared tirelessly for her mother-in-law. And Jesus, on the cross, appeals to his apostle John to care for his mother after he leaves. John took Mary into his home. And children in general. There are many children without functional families or find themselves out on the streets. What can we do? Growing up, my folks sent a monthly check to Boys Town Orphanage in Omaha, Nebraska. I have friends here in Greenville and in the parish who have adopted children or become foster homes. For every 100 children needing a foster home, there are only 56 who are qualified to have one. Mother Cabrini, Catherine Drexel, Don Bosco, and others spent their entire adult lives caring for children, many orphaned. Maybe someone here today can do it for one child. Orphanages in the U.S. have been mostly replaced by organizations like Covenant House, a highly reputed organization for taking care of street children. Boys Town is still alive and well as a child and family care organization. These kinds of organizations need volunteers and financial support. Charities and nonprofit organizations set up to assist in for those in need of homes. We have Habitat for Humanity. Many individuals assist in one house build a year. In the 90s and early 2000s, our parish participated with another in a house build each year, as well as a donation for some of the cost of the build. St. Anthony's bought at least 15 rundown homes in their greater neighborhood to give them a major repair and upgrade and put families or individuals in them to live. A college Clemson son I ran into just recently, son of a parishioner, will spend a month this summer with other college students doing a habitat build out of state. Disaster relief. After Hurricane Hugo damaged large parts of the greater New Orleans area, our parish adopted a Bay City, Mississippi parish, St. Rose of Lima, and we sent 4 to 5 work groups of 20 or so people for week-long stints restoring homes of parishioners and over a 2-year time period while donating well over $50,000 to the parish to help their parishioners. Diocesan Catholic Charities in disaster areas are great places to donate for disaster relief as they occur. Our parish today has adopted a parish in Turkey. We call it the Bursa Fund, to help the Catholic parish there recover from the great earthquake a couple of years ago. CRS, Catholic Relief Services, is a great organization for supporting crisis in situations as in Gaza, the Ukraine, Ethiopia, and many other places. Unbound is a Catholic-based organization that helps support children and aging in poor countries with education, medical, and housing support. Food for the Poor is another great avenue of support, with over 94% of the donations reaching the people in need. A fair number of us helped out Nashville in person or in donation following Hurricane Helene. Pregnancy crisis. The St. Clair home in Greer started with the dream of a child from our parish over 10 years ago and came to fruition in the last 5 years. It helps pregnant women, I think 70 to date, usually alone and low income, and provides these future mothers a safe home with education, encouragement, counseling, meals, through birth and into at least the first few months of of baby care. Volunteers and cash infusion are always needed. Meals on Wheels provides meals at the home of those who are no longer able to prepare or provide food for themselves. Often this is what keeps these people in their homes. It provides one and sometimes two meals a day and a weekend supply for free, delivered and prepared by volunteers. There are and have been quite a few volunteers from our parish over the years. Encounters with those on the street. Try not to shun those you encounter on the road or on the sidewalks. We are challenged by our faith to expand our definition of labor, of neighbor. Jesus gives us the example of the Good Samaritan, the story of a man beaten by a robber and left by the side of the street to die. Some walked by him and avoided him, while the Samaritan dresses his wounds and pays for his stay in an inn to recover. Both are count as our neighbor. Learn their name, treat them with respect and dignity. After all, they are children of God. Try not to judge them and help if you can. You will be rewarded for caring whether the one you help is worthy or not. We can also support organizations that work with the homeless. St. Vincent de Paul in our parish, St. Anthony's Poverty Fund, Salvation Army, Triune Mercy Kitchen, and others. They do a good job of supporting the homeless. One great story that I have is one of our parishioners visited his mother in the Seattle area, and she was about 86 at the time, and she had four homeless people living in her house, to his surprise. And later, he himself took their North Carolina vacation home and handed it over to several homeless families to help them get their lives back together for stints of time. Remember the seniors that are homebound or in assisted living or nursing homes. They may have safe space, but are often lonely with few visitors and little or no contact with people from their past. For many of them, their only contact with the church is someone bringing them communion. You become the church for them. Consider building a relationship with someone in this condition, bringing them to church sometimes if they are able, or taking them out for a meal or a meal at your house. We do have parishioners that do this, including a lady who at 90 would go to National Healthcare to help feed some of the hospice cases that needed this assistance while talking and entertaining them. It can make a great difference in lives. In summary, there are many ways to fulfill the need to perform corporal work of mercy to give shelter to the homeless. As a family or individual, consider the different options and pick a couple, both financially and with your own time. It'll make a great difference in both your lives and those you interact with. It will also help you with your relationship with God, hopefully landing at judgment time with the sheep on God's right side.